The date is not certain. So he must have written in one place that it was said by the elders of the house that I was born on that day, and also by some others that he was born on the other day. So once the uncertainty element creeps into a statement, then you can't rely on either of the two. Could have been this, could have been that, or could have been in the middle somewhere, we don't know. So this is why it is left as open. You know, most of the prophets have the same thing common to them. Their births, dates of birth are not certain. So is not that of Hazur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some say he was born in 570. Some that he was born in 571. And yet some others say it was 573. So his birth is not known even to the year. As far as the months go, there's a lot of difference of opinion. So why? Because the prophets are unknown in the beginning. And when they become prophets and they have been made victorious by Allah, so their death is positively known on which day it occurred. So this is a common thing with everyone. A known prophet is recorded by the followers of those prophets. But the births are unknown, uncertain commodities.